diva, come the diva fight.
More than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you still living. even though this ain't the life you was wishing. The smart, beautiful, independent women who always take some more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you still living. Even though this ain't the life you envision, it never ceases to amaze me what y'all overcome. Stand your ground while other people hide and run. No fear, just pain rests in your heart. Yeah, you're indestructible, book and street smart. Defy all odds, stronger than the ox. Don't like to fight, but you ain't a punk, you down the box. Handle biz, make moves, you a boss. Real as they come, so you never ever double cross. That's why I love y'all beautiful women. Got creation from what a man's vision. It's a man's world, now it's y'all. So take calls and always reach for the stars. It's got a limit, but you already know that. So live for the moment, smile, Kodak. Be thankful for all that you have, and throw all your problems back in the trash. This for y'all women. We pull up with a lot of our shit. Just wanted to let you know we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
We live, Frontline Fridays.
Yep.
Tay Black, Diva, a.k.a. Ebony B up in the house. It's your favorite day of the week, Frontline Fridays, and we live on Feline Radio, Diva Spot ENT. Yo, Diva, how you feeling, babe?
I'm feeling real good, man. It's Friday, Frontline Friday, where we interview, showcase, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. Of course, we got, that was Chrome. Y'all follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Chrome806. That was woman right there. That was Life Off the Life and Life As I Know It album. That's definitely hot. We got new music from him. Also, we got new music from the Genius from the Resurrection Volume 2 joint. So we got a hot track from Young JR. We got another hot track from J Biggs. We got one from Jester. We got some new music from this hot artist, a female artist from Atlanta called Rogue. So I'm definitely excited about that. A big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live right now on Frontline Fridays on TuneIn Radio. Also on our website at www.divaspotradio.com, and also those who are checking in live at phenomradio.blogspot.com. So we definitely appreciate y'all. So y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. And it looks like the hotlines is lighting up as well, Tay. So if you want to go to the hotlines, we can definitely do that.
Definitely. And, I mean, big shout-out to everybody, like, supporting everybody. Diva had a big week, man. You know what I mean? So happy for her, yo. Make sure y'all show love and support your peoples, man. Like, you know, we come out, we do our thing. We got our everyday life. We got the 9-to-5 grind. We got the passion grind. We got all that. But take time to say, you know what, congratulations. Good job to your folks, man, because you never know how it's going to impact them, man. So congratulations to Diva and all her continued efforts, man. Big shout-out to her.
Well, thank you, Tay. I appreciate that. I'm going to tell y'all about some hot stuff that Diva got, some proper stuff that Diva got going on. Maybe in the middle of the show, you know, in the middle of the show, I'll let y'all know. Maybe the second hour, I'll pop it off and let y'all know about this great accomplishment that God has blessed Diva with. But let's go to the hotlines and get some love before we get to more of this independent music. Let's see where we at. 972-824, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Tay Black and Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Stand Up.
Dope Ass Music, what's going on? We definitely going to have music from you tonight. What's the highlighters, man? We appreciate you coming through and checking the show.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Now I got something to do on my Fridays in between my hustle and my bustle, so you know what I'm saying? I got to show support.
Oh, that's definitely what's up, man. We appreciate that. My favorite baby daddy, co-host, is live in the house, Tay Black. I want to formally introduce you to him, Tay Black. This is Dope Ass Music, a.k.a. Mr. Googleable. Mr. Googleable, this is my favorite baby daddy, Tay Black.
What's going on, family? How you feeling, man? Appreciate you calling in, man. Give us a shout out, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to Phenom Radio, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I see it on my tweet line, you know, I support it, I retweet it. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about winning, so that's what it do.
That's what's up. We ready to get into your music too, man. So I look forward to hearing that tonight, man. Like, yo, you know, tell us where we can follow you at, all your contacts, Facebook, all that good stuff, man.
All right, for sure. So as I've already said, my name is Mr. Googleable. So all you got to do is put in dope ass music for anybody that was in remedial English. That's DOPEAZZMUZIK. You know what I'm saying? I'm on No Filter Radios on Blast Your Thoughts on Mondays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm currently producing a mixtape. If you want to be on the mixtape, it's very simple. All you got to do is sign up for the website at dopeassmusic.ning.com. You pick any beat you want. I send you the beat. You lace the vocals. If it's hot, it's on the mixtape. It's that simple. Even if it's not hot, you got a dope-ass beat from Dope Ass Music.
That is right. We definitely appreciate that. Why don't you go ahead and introduce your music right now? Give us a hot drop, dope ass music right here. And let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Live Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black.
Man, you're hearing it live. Your boy Dope Ass Music, you know what I'm saying, on Phenom Radio with, you know what I'm saying, with Ebony B and Tay Black. You're about to hear some dope ass music, so turn it up and check it out.
Your boy CPD's back in the building. This is going on my mixtape. DPD, DOPE, Mr. Googleable.
I'm a California boy, check my life.
No S, no C. Westside stand up.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, constantly feeling the breeze. Quake got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar second automatic, what these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
California's the spot, whether you like it or not. Where the suns and guns keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat like it's 20 degrees. We might have been cruising the paint, we abuse game time, crunch time, in the paint we bruise. We're not here to lose, on alarm, no snooze, so we win on the west. Never second best, going four of the ring, so that full press we bring. Pushing cans of V8, that's only time we lean. Loving the color green, stacking dollars in the ceiling, loving the feeling. Wanting a million, willing and dealing the women, so appealing. Chance of paradise is murder, as we constantly killing. Best or a must, then killing Cali, we constantly bust. It's in the surf, in the turf, in us, oh God, we trust. It's a wild west, lift your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the wild, wild west, baby.
Back in the zone, California's my home. The sunshine and trees, got me feeling the breeze. Quake got us moving and shaking, it's a daily vacation.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
Moving up in the hills where every day is a thrill. Dollar second automatic, what these brothers be packing. Staying on our toes, ballerina these hoes.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
We pushing the zone, slow down for the cone. Watch out for the backdoor cuts, pick and rolls, leave you leaking from the nose. Cheerleaders on the side, never trusting them hoes. It's a hardwood out here, killing instincts on the court. Blood sport, so the last shot, oh I got sweat net, I never came to fear. Shot clock, tick, tick, ticking. You better pay attention. Take out the best play with my D, take the present. Send the shit back, off the shots, cause we shoot back. Shot when I play, grip the spot. Black mama on the mama, assassination plot. Start not when I cock, leave a clock. Jamaica style, still woo. Who knew it won the game, take back to back game. Take the rest for the West, playoff only for the best. Primetime, mainline, nothing but gang.
I'm a California boy, take my life to play.
So now you know how we do it on the west, baby.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
I'm about to get real smooth on you right now, hold on.
I'm a California boy, check my license plate.
California, spot, whether you like it or not. Where the sun's the guns, keep it constantly hot. So we back in heat, like it's 20 degrees. We mob and cruise, in the paint we abuse. Game time, crunch time, in the paint we bruise. We're not here to lose, on alarm, no snooze. So we win on the west, never second best. Going for the west.
ring. So that will press we bring.
Pushing cans of V8, that's the only time we lean. Loving the color green, stacking dollars in the ceiling. Loving the feeling. Wanting a million, willing and dealing. The women so appealing. Gates of paradise is murder, and we constantly killing. Fist or a must in killing Kelly, we constantly bust. It's in the surf, in the turf, and also God we trust. It's the Wild West, leave your face down in the dust.
Welcome to the Wild, Wild West, y'all.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon. And right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Y'all already know, man. Feel the music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is live in the building. Dope Ass Music is live in the building. Big shout out to everybody that's checking us out right now on their Android phones, on their iPhones, on their smartphones, even on your dumb phone. Big shout out for checking us out on TuneIn Radio. You can also, you can catch us anytime. Go to your Google Play list, your Google Playbook on your phone, on your Android, and all you got to do is download TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio, and you can check us out anytime on the go. That was dope ass music right there. I'm a California boy. Check my license plate. That's right, man. Of course, we're going to have the Educate and Regulate session in a little bit. I definitely got a hot topic I want to talk about. But, you know, big shout out to my baby daddy, always keeping me on my toes. I love me some Tay Black, so I'm going to go ahead and give the announcement of the great stuff that Diva Ebony B is doing and God has blessed me with today. Yes. This is some star-studded information. Big shout-out to all the people who volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club and all the parents who fill out that form to volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club, and also those who can pass the background check.
Yes.
But my son goes to the Boys and Girls Club over here in South Tacoma on 66 and South Tacoma Way, and I filled out the volunteer form to volunteer with the kids there. And they had me, my background check passed, and they had me come in for a one-on-one. So I went ahead and pitched the idea to them of coming one day out of the week and teaching the kids how to host an online radio station and teach them how to do broadcasting. So they really liked the idea. They were really impressed with it. So Diva Ebony B, every Tuesday on at the Boys and Girls Club here in South Tacoma on 66, I will be there each and every Tuesday teaching the kids how to broadcast online, work the switchboard, and we're doing a hot host contest. Again, that's the hot host contest. It's going to run for 6 weeks, and at the end of the contest, whoever gets the most comments and likes and the votes, and, of course, the parents and the family and their peers are going to go vote on Diva Spot Radio. They're going to get a $50 Visa card, and they're going to be able to have their own show on Diva Spot Radio for one whole month. So I just thank God for giving me that opportunity to work with the kids, and it's all good. So I'm feeling real good about that situation, and I feel blessed, and I can't wait to be with the kids and teach them about this course. All right, all right, all right. Yeah. That's what's up, man. I'm going to throw it over to you, Dope Ass Music. I mean, what's good?
Man, just listening to all that positivity just coming through the radio right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, helping out the kids. As a father myself, it's important that kids have positive role models and something to take their I guess you could say, enthusiasm and put it to something constructive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not destructive. So, you know, shout out to people that take the time out to do something with kids other than themselves, their own kids, because I know it's hard, because it's hard enough to do stuff with my kids, nonetheless somebody else's kids. So if you got a passion for it, make sure you do that, you know what I'm saying, and be a positive role model. Because like I said, all these kids nowadays are seeing on TV and hearing on the radio is how to pop bottles and throw money at women on poles, and that's not the way it's supposed to go.
You're definitely right about that. Tay Black, I'm going to throw it over to you, and you can take us into some music, baby.
Nah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? Like, I feel him on what he was saying as well, because, you know, we got to provide an outlet, you know? I don't think at some point in our lives we had somebody that reached back out to us, you know, and gave us a helping hand, and we got to continue that so that the next generation can do that and then the next generation after them. So it's important to be able to provide that outlet. And they, like you said, they have this enthusiasm and this excitement, and it's good to challenge that and put that to something constructive. So, you know, I think it's dope. And, I mean, that's why I wanted to just show love and bring spotlight and recognition to that, man, because everybody can get with that deal. You know what I mean? And, you know, you deserve your props for that.
Oh, thank you, Tay Black. I appreciate it. I'm going to enjoy giving you children, our youth, you know, planting a seed. You know, they already a seed, so I'm enjoying nurturing them and going in. And big shout out to Denzel Washington, because he does a lot of work with the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, he has said it himself in plenty of times that the Boys and Girls Club saved his life. Boys and Girls Club saved my life, too. You know, I was born in Pontiac, Michigan, and I was raised in Detroit when I was 6 years old. From then and moving around, but the Boys and Girls Club has always been open and available to feed the kids and nurture the kids and teach them and give them a positive outlet and creative outlets to explore their minds. So big shout out to the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, the Urban League. Diva Ebony D is coming. Let's get into this music mix right here. I'm about to set y'all right tonight. We're going to start off with some big rap, and we going in. Big shout out to Big Rap with this song, I Wonder. Y'all going to love this. Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Friday, Phenomenal Radio. Oh, and let's not forget, before I go into some music, Phenomenal Radio, big shout out to Slaystone, man. Big shout out to Chrome. Big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout out to Gmo. Big shout out to everybody over there. But I got some mail today, and it's for the DJs. You got to love the DJ. And there's a lot of talk, you guys, about the DJ is now dead and the DJ is not relevant anymore and all this other bull crap, which I don't understand. I guess people just feel like the DJs are not being DJs no more. They're in it for themselves. They're not promoting the music or supporting the music how they're supposed to. But I know plenty of DJs is doing these things with playing the music at the parties and getting it out. But Phenomenal Radio is doing something phenomenal for the DJs, and we're calling it a one-night stand. And you can check it out on www.phenom.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenom.blogspot.com. So basically what it is we're building with Phenomenal Radio, and we're giving the DJs a chance to send a 60-minute set over to us. And what we'll do is we'll play it on Phenomenal Radio. There's going to be a couple of requirements, so if you want to get more information about the one-night stand for the DJs, you can go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com, and I'll put it in the chat room. So it basically says for DJs who submit mixes, receive a total of 4 hours of broadcasting time on Phenomenal Radio, or they have 2 options. The first option is DJs can submit a single 60-minute mix that will air 4 different times within a 2-week period. Or option number 2, the DJs can submit 2 different 60-minute mixes that will air the first mix 1 weekend and the other mix the following weekend. So if you want to get more information about that and you're a DJ and you want to submit your music to be showcased on Phenomenal Radio, which is a large platform that we have. We're in 30 different other countries. We're internationally wide, and we also are a registered station, so we pay for spins. All you got to do is hit up Slate on Twitter. That's www.twitter.com/SlateStoneMusic or @SlateStoneMusic. So we're showing love not only to the artists but to the DJs as well. Let's get into some music, man. Big rap, I Wonder.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation.
without having to dig deep into my pockets. I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets don't feel me. And if I get shot again, I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing the dream, and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really loves me and thinks the world loves me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze instead of up in that steel. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16 and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder.
The streets is taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's real as it gets. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye and if they ever gon' release T-Fly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and frame Mike and if Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
Gonna punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets. I wonder if the shy been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the game gonna flip and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking a trend. Is Big Rap gonna get paid or is he gonna be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke. If so, then street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, Jesus.
Hey, turn me all the way up, my nigga. it is, man. It's for my nigga Genius. My nigga said, I got the baton, it's my shit. It's my year, I'ma run with that motherfucker, you feel me? I'ma address this shit to y'all. Whack ass, non-bar having ass, sorry ass, non-spitting ass, stripping over your own fucking feet having ass motherfucking rappers out here, man. Sorry ass niggas, man. Put out mixtapes, say you freestyling and you sound like you sparring and jabbing the beat and shit. The beat knocking your ass out, though. I'ma show y'all little niggas real quick, look. Yeah. It's still murder. My voice is a clip and it's still burner. More truth in that shit than Ron Killers and Sojourner. These rap niggas is pitiful. Eat them like my dinner food. Catch them in interview, set them in their living room. Think you hot shit cause you got a little hit or two. I make your hot new song sound like an interlude. Make your label sorry that they gave two shits for you. I'm trying to reach the top. And for two of us, there is a room. I see these rap niggas same way the bitches do. They even eating the ass crack, or they kissing it and tricking too. Hit the booth, talking all the shit that you didn't do. Screaming about you sick, whole time niggas sick of you. I'm ill enough to cure that. Hip hop, pure rap, punchlines built like a fullback. Should've leave you on the sidelines where Hans wore that. Whack shit, why they even let your ass record that? Should've been gag ordered when you put that trash on it. Should've put mag on it, we could've put cash on it. Got hits in the vault, nigga, we just letting the interest build. Deposits to savings, each time there's a different deal. And still be chasing stacks until we fade to black. A bunch of made niggas don't ask where the matrix at. Shitting on the throne, spitting diesel on the street. While you sipping on Patron, pretending to be a king. I'm in the cypher spit, lava rocks till these niggas noggin pop a lot of rounds. Don't be shocked if you gotta dodge the shot. I'm from a place where niggas see getting robbed a lot. We the type of niggas that you bloggers watch. Something I idolize, imitate, searching for coolness. Gobbling on my dick, then claim to be ghoulish. I murder more than ink, let a nigga get foolish. Fuck with my IQ is, a nigga go stupid. No dread swinging, still a nigga headbanging. Automatic like the lead spray. Mom's on the side of the bed praying. You in the hospital with the bedpan. Suits out your chest, monitors on your leg, man. I'm with your kids, nightmares is made from. The tree that you lynched up, body you hang from. The one that'll use your family tree for firewood. Don't compare me to rap niggas, I can't lie, it's good. And now this ain't a contest to show you how real I am. I carry torch, y'all tweet about it like will I am. No still I am, over how skilled I am. No dream, only one goal, get a mill I am. Got bars like a fundraiser, niggas got no heart. Like standing right across from a gun waver. Fucking goons, no wonder the game is fucking ruined. Every nigga wanna be a fucking goon, fucking tools. Till they cost a nigga like me and get stuck with jewels. Claiming that they hustle and kush. Plus they puff it too, they got hard and soft. And they both on for sale. You on whatever drugs, yet you looking sober as hell. Meanwhile, my people chasing the high, they never reach until they die. And God look in their eyes and let them speak. Not the same, but I'm far from a wolf playing shepherd. I pull real quick, fuck with you boys, say you mess with niggas. Put all their faith into something material. Fuck up your cereal, trying to chase something venereal. I'm asleep when they get up on that freedom of speech shit. Fuck you and all them creatures you sleep with. In a heartbeat, I'll change that to something that's literal. Not a 5 or 85, I hate every percent of you. Been live since gas was a buck 35. Back when every nigga's fantasy was Mary J. Blige. Young nigga way ahead of the curve, just like the wind up. Don't gotta take my word, the street saying your time's up. Don't hate the messenger, your problems with the sender. Mad cause your mother and father was a blender. And they threw you in the dumpster instead of recycled. You could've vacuumed, swallowed, or used a wet wipe on you. Should've got miscarried in a port-a-john. Should've been the same, I laid your mom and her daughter on. Instead of getting it popping, you should've been the rocket. Homie shot up in her eye and let it spit up in her socket. Should've been wiped up with a sock, knifed up with some guap. Not even worth lights up in the box. If you a rap niggas, and I really don't hate them, no fucks at all. Don't ask me to donate them, no bucks at all. And claiming they so major, one question for you though. How much do they pay you, niggas? Pussy ass niggas. Yeah, I said it. How much money you got, niggas? I know what I'm making. Mo really. Okay.
Y'all know what the time it is, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays, where we interview, showcase, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music, which you just heard right there. And for those who wasn't prepared, that was J. Big Still Murder right there. You can get that on the Resurrection Volume 2 by Genius. Genius definitely did his thing on there. Matter of fact, we got Genius live in the house. King, holla at us, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Queen? Sitting here on my way to the lab, but I just wanted to call in and show mad love and support to you. And shout out to all the listeners. I heard a couple of good tracks before even hearing that track, so salute to those people, too.
Oh, for sure. The track before J. Biggs was Big Rap, a.k.a. Calvin Brenty over there in Chi-Town, and that was I Wonder. And the one before that was Dope Ass Music, and we got Dope Ass Music on the line as well. Of course, my favorite baby daddy, Tay Black, is here. Hey, boo.
How you over there feeling, man? You doing your thing, man. Definitely good to see you just continuing to push that dope music out.
Man, baking out in this heat right now, man, trying to get back up with the AC, man.
Yeah. Take it over there.
Yeah, it's going to be 106 tomorrow, but I just wanted to call in and get support. I ain't going to hold y'all up and everything because I'm out and about, and I know the background noise is going to kill y'all. So, you know, I just wanted to show
support. Before you go, tell us where we can go to get that Resurrection Volume 2 mixtape.
You can actually go to the website. You can go to djgenius.blogspot.com. You can get it on DatPiff. You can go to geniusmusic.com. It's actually going to be up on all of the mixtape sites by probably the end of the night. So, you know, you can just Google it. You can type in Genius, and all of that should actually pop up. Or you can get it off the Twitter, Facebook, whatever social media network you're using. We on it. So, you know, it's out there. Support to all the indie artists that's out there and it's a part of that project as well as other projects.
That's definitely what's up, King. We appreciate that. Tay, I was checking out the mixtape and I was like, wow, it's a lot of great artists that's on the mixtape, and you definitely got to give a shout out to Genius and shout out to everybody that support artists they put they all in, but it's a couple of them. Wow, got mixed up in my words. Shout out to everybody that supports the independent artists and the radio station as well, Dope Ass Music, as well, everybody's supporting. But I was checking it out, and I see that Young JR is on there. Remember, we had Young JR on the show maybe like a month or two ago, but I'm glad to see that he's on there. STB Simply the Best is on there. Jessler or Jister is on there as well. That's another artist I'm looking to hear for. Of course, J. Biggs, he's on there. And it's another one called Terminal Testimonies. That one is hot, so we definitely going to play that one. And they got Zombie Nation. Jister is on there too, featuring Yoshi. So I'm looking forward to listening to more of this music and seeing how the DJs is bringing it in high quality. Like, you know, when you get a mixtape, you know, for the DJs out there that's been very seasoned and been doing it for a while, it takes them a lot of time to put it together. So, you know, we definitely appreciate that, man. And it's going to be going on. Y'all know Diva Ebony B always won another round. You tune in live to Frontline Fridays with Tay Black. We're here, we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the best in the industry and out of the industry as well. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we live. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Hey, Tay, I need another round, baby.
Exclusivo pa CalleRD.com.
Right next to that game. Going out to roll over and go another round.
I won't be holding me back, my love. I won't be holding me back. I won't be holding me back, my love. No, I won't be holding me back. It's in the end, you know I'm gonna want another round.
Cause sometimes that hair just hides your beauty.
Yeah.
Swear on my son, ain't too many things can hide your booty. Call me what you like, but bet I slide with cutie.
Like
Kenny name wasn't Bud, but he still ride with Rudy.
Nice.
And that's why we comfortable as a Huxtable. You been around since the Lunchables. Girl, I fucks with you in the back of the truck with you. Same fingers I chuck with two. I'm just playing with you, thinking about staying with you. Not forever, but at least until the AM with you. Still playing with it, cause you like it raw. Might need a morning after what we did the night before. Might go another round if you trying to fight me more. Yeah.
You know you love it. Icing like Nuva with a touch of red velvet. Look at you, you a star. I'm a G, Joe the Don, super deep. I go hard in these sheets, I'm a god lord. Emilio Pucci leggings for good behavior. I wanna tear them shits off you like Hulkamania. To dive up in the pussy, super fly snooker. Have you coming back to back, more sex to cook up. Oh, that's the girl, well I hit it, fam. She posted out, picture perfect, Instagram. I hit home runs and drained last shots. She saw her ACL from all her back shots.
Check dig, man. It's the big homie DJ Solis, a.k.a. Mr. Trapnificent, the Carolina representative, all that good shit, you know what I mean? And right now, I'm rocking with the homie Slade Stone, man, the number one Texas MC. Fuck with it.
DJ Sway.
Meals, my life on the line, I'm overprotective, fuck with my people, you make
making a death wish that's easily granted soon as homie financed it. We ready to go, man, why would you chance it? Born an only child, I quickly adapted. Either kick ass or get my ass kicked. You pop shit daily, said you want a thrill. Shit, get bananas, shit you trying to peel. Please be still, real shit'll get you killed. Bullet for my niggas, use my body as a shield. Real sacrifices they scared to take. Arrangements with God, prepare my fate. End of the day, I'm loyal to the core. My heart beats for fam till it beats no more.
We the chosen few, no matter what we stand it's all. Get your mind right if you wanna get involved. Street code for your jewelry and the law. Live today, no guarantee for tomorrow. We the chosen few, no matter what we stand it's all. Get your mind right if you wanna get involved. Street code for your jewelry and the law. Live today, no guarantee for tomorrow.
You can feel the nitty bang, nitty bang, bang. Ride up what it is, man. Black, black, bang, bang. I ain't never gang bang, that ain't what I do, man. These bitch niggas getting fucked by my slugs, that's how I gang bang. Crew thick is what I die for. And if these suckers keep on mugging, my team might lose an eye for it. Loyalty is how we operate in surgery. Miracle bypass, medical hydroponic lead. Off with their heads, yeah, you know we carry guillotines. Hip hop assassination, smoking ace because my feels are mean. People tend to lean on me. I'm feeling they permissizing. Texas boy, I'm known around the world. Believe you heard of me. One thou, Twitter that. Don't forget the hashtag. Leader of a movement. Got it zipped up in my glad bag. Living just enough and everybody hollering YOLO. Pulling strings like Duncan Yo-Yos. Come find me hanging with Cholo's.
We the chosen few, no matter what we stand it's all. Get your mind right if you wanna get involved.
Ain't too many chosen like this one. Competition non-existent. Defeat fake regimes in an instant. Kinda hard to get me, spot spies from a distance. When you fighting for the truth, you're gonna meet that resistance. This art is never starving, I'ma find a way to eat, bruh. Ran a better race, so maybe you should keep up. Tell them politicians fake words can't defeat us. And them cops ain't on our level, they should reach up. Team up with the best and you can move better. Who's clever? The dude that pays his dues or the fool with the most treasure? Stand tall like the temples of my kin. So I'm always profiled for the pigment of my skin. It's survival of the fittest. Their Achilles heel is hate. I don't care enough about them. All I do is stay in shape. Never fearing any fate. Never stressing any odds. Cause there's only one that makes me. And these judges ain't God. Get it right. Get it right.
We the chosen few, no matter what we stand it's all. Get your mind right if you wanna get involved. Street code, we the jury and the law. Live today, no guarantee for tomorrow. We the chosen few, no matter what we stand it's all. Get your mind right if you wanna get involved. Street code, we the jury and the law. Live today, no guarantee for tomorrow.
DJ Sway, DJ Sway, DJ Sway.
You have to understand that this has to be the price for me. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you since you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation.
Hunger pains can build character. Or they can gut punch and fold you. Hunger is the constant reminder to never say on what you will and what you won't do. Hunger is that burnt hand ready to snatch away the mask, willing to expose you. Hunger will convince a man to turn snitch against his own brother. Hunger will make you grab that pistol grip because what's bread without the but hunger will drain a father dry when working third shift. But as long as God resides in heaven and the earth is his footstool, his children will attend the best schools. For the hunger to know will have you dog pedaling in the deep end of the swimming pool taboo. Hunger will make you get up off your ass and make something happen. Hunger will strengthen your spirit, killing the flesh daily when fasting. Some hunger after revenge due to the dude's passing. For my hunger has left a hole in my stomach, the same shade as the microphone. For my change is coming. So when you catch me staring into space, I'm writing, leave me alone. Hunger. Walking through my apartment, I can see the month of December. For my breath, cautioning me of pneumonia. A starving artist, my ribs touch as my weight begins to fall like thin timber. With the egg of testimony were unharmed in the owl's nest. And just when my psyche begins to heat tender, my spirit whispers, everything is gonna be alright, just remember what he told you. And while my pen navigates through the cold and bitter, my words of my grandfather, you either go first class or you stay home. In my brain like a splinter. The citrus in my stomach turns into a jailhouse liquor. My hunger becomes a raging inferno. But yet and still I give thanks. Cause tonight is cereal for dinner. Let's go.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Y'all know how we getting down, man. It's Frontline Fridays. Me and Tay Black is definitely getting it in. Y'all just heard Eddie Hawk right there with Hunger Pains. That comes off his Cereal for Dinner album right there. He's a great spoken word artist. And before that, I played a hot track by, it's called The Chosen, and it's featuring Tay Black, Slim Baby, and Slate Stone. Y'all make sure y'all follow Tay Black on Twitter at TayBlack84. Follow Slim Baby, Slim the Phenomenon on Twitter, and follow Slate Stone at Slate Stone Music. I definitely want to get y'all feedback on that, so call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Of course, we got more hot music coming because this is how we do on Friday. But I'm going to go to Tay Black right now. Tay Black, what did you think about Hunger Pains? That's Eddie Hawk right there with the Cereal for Dinner spoken word album that he's putting out. Say you on mute, baby. You gotta take yourself off. We gonna wait on table. We gonna get the dope ass music. Dope ass music. Can you hear me?
No, I'm on mute.
No. Dope ass music. I can hear you.
okay. My bad. What it do?
What you think about the Hunger Pains by Eddie Hawk, that spoken word piece right there?
Hey, you know what? I didn't even realize that was spoken word until I actually started listening to it. It was so well put together that it almost sounded like an actual song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like, wait, that's spoken word. That ain't a song. And so I had to change my mind state, and I'm like, okay, now I really got to listen to these words and stuff. But, yeah, it was so well put together. You don't even realize it's not a song until you're halfway through it.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I said to when I first heard it, but it's a lot of truth to it. But, of course, we got more spoken word tonight by Eddie Hope. We got more hot music. Let's go to the hotline and get some love. Let's open it up. 240-988, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black. Dope ass music is live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on? You already know. It's the boy J. Dick.
Jay Biggs, what's going on, man? What's going on? Is it still murder, man?
What's the two?
You already know Frontline Fridays. We definitely getting in, playing that hot music, and we played your track, Still Murder. You went hard on them, man. You went hard on them. No Vaseline, man. You went real hard. Lyrical content is always up, but tell us more about that.
I mean, yeah, you know, like, I feel like, you know, in the game, it's kind of crazy. Like, these guys out here, man, is talking about, you know, how they be, they be doing what they do. But then next thing you know, it's like, you know, you in the club, you buying a girl drinks and this and that and the third. It's like, you know, ain't nobody really talking about anything that mean anything anymore. You know what I mean? The people that are actually out here that's really, you know, suffering and having to struggle to do that, you know what I'm saying, what they actually talking about in the records. The ones that's actually doing that in the streets is the ones that ain't never going to say that, you know what I mean? They're not trying to do a struggle. So, like, you know, I wanted to shine a little light on that, how these artists are out here today, they want to glorify everything and make it seem like, you know, it's cool to do and all that, you know, just to make it seem like they making a lot of money. Just keep it 1,000, man. How much money you got? You know what I mean? Just grow, you know. It's a time where lyricists need to shine too, you know what I mean?
I definitely agree with that, you know, what people out there talking about, oh, I'm taking trips and I got $40,000, $50,000, I got 100 racks on racks, and, you know, you really ain't living like that. Everybody want to be somebody, but don't nobody want to be they self. That's why Diva Ebony B, anybody that's rocking with Diva Ebony B, everybody that network with Diva Ebony B, keep it 1,000. That's our motto over there at Phenomenal Radio. We keep it 1,000. You ain't got a front. You ain't, what Tupac say? You ain't got the lot of kicking, baby. Just be yourself. You gotta kick that side up. That's like a part-time job pretending to be somebody else. I ain't got time for that.
if I could say one more thing, like, real, you know what I mean? I can't remember who said it, though. It was on my Twitter. But, you know, somebody said the other day that made an interesting comment to me, you know, and I wanted to just share that. Dude was like, you know, my man was like, you know, so many people talk about how they, you know, how they balling, they got this, that, and the third, X, Y, and Z, but none of these cats out nowadays will tell how they got to that point. You know, the struggle they had to go through to get to that point, you know what I'm saying? If you was selling, well, no disrespect to nobody, but if you were selling dope from the iPhone, you feel me, how did you get the iPhone? You see what I'm saying? Nobody wants to talk that anymore. So I feel like, you know, like, I'm not saying you gotta get out here and talk about, like, you know, rainbows and unicorns and all that, you know, Lucky Charms record, but, you know, you can tell people the backstory as to, like, how you got to getting this 100 racks and all that. You know, you can tell people how you got to that point. It's okay. You know, everybody struggles. You know what I'm saying? Life is about ups and downs, and right now everybody is up, and you all, it's a bunch of ups and no downs. You know, where's the down at? So, you know, I try to give people both sides of it, the down plus the up, you know, because I talk about money in a heartbeat, but then I talk about I struggled in a heartbeat. So you got to give them both sides of that. So it's a real misconception.
It is a misconception, and nobody wants to have their business put out there. Everybody wants to be on top. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was homeless in a women's shelter, I was saying to myself, like, I know it may not be my fault that I got here. I had a whole house, you know, paying the rent. And, of course, you know, East Orange, shout out to East Orange, New Jersey. You know, I was living in this house, beautiful house, paying my rent. Everything was going copacetic. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the water is off. So we call in the water company, and they like, oh, y'all owe about $2,700. I'm like, I don't pay water. The landlord had bounced. He basically flipped the house, put it into the black dude. He put it into the Chinese man name. Chinese man ain't nowhere to be found. Then here comes the note on the door saying that the house is in foreclosure. So my sister had just had her baby. She was going off to the army. Now I got a newborn. A teenager that just graduated out of high school, she's 18 going down to the army, and I got my car was like 6 or 7 at the time. So instead of me 10 again. Of course, it hurt, and I ran around the city, but I found a women's shelter right there on South Orange Avenue, the women's shelter. But shout out to her, I just can't think of their name right now. New Community. We was in there for 2 months, and I was able to stack the money and move into my own place. But me being in that women's shelter, I said to myself, I may be here, but I may be living in a shelter, but I'm not going to think to myself like this is a bad thing. I still got a roof over my head. Did it hurt my pride? Yes. But did it make me stronger? Hell yeah, because it made me think to who I'm giving my money to and to investigate wherever I live at. So, you know, being in a women's shelter and being homeless and having a house full of furniture and you can't go home and wash your ass, that will motivate you to get up and do something about it. And if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have been here. It wouldn't have got me to the point where I would have got fed up and saying, you know what, I have to get out the hood and provide a better life, not only for my son, but for myself to have a peace of mind before I stroke up out of here, man. And it's real. People just want to be on top, and they want to shine, but they don't want to go through nothing. Let's educate and regulate them, y'all. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, gon' do something. Hey, Queen, what you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do Queen gon' keep it from. Hey, Queen, what you keep it from? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
You already know, man, we about to educate and regulate. And Jay Big, big shout out to you, because the educate and regulate session was going to be about a website, but you just put on my heart and my spirit right now to educate and regulate about looking for an apartment, because there's people out there that are going to get jay-jerked, they're going to get ripped from their security deposit and whatnot, and they don't really know who they're dealing with. So I want to give you all a few pointers on when you're moving into a house or renting or you're looking forward to buying a house. These are the couple of things that you need to do first before you do anything. And big shout out to my Essex County and my Brick City. I love y'all. And y'all made me who I am today. But first thing, when looking for an apartment, they advertise it in the paper. It's a 3-bedroom, such and such and such. And a lot of apartments are now just putting doors on the living room. The living room is not a bedroom. So the landlords are putting doors or French doors on a living room. So it'll be a 1-bedroom, but they'll put doors on a living room and say that it's a room. It's not a room. In order for it to be a room, it has to have a closet first and foremost, and it has to have a door. That's considered a room. Now you can educate and regulate yourself, and if you're interested in an apartment and the person who you're renting from, you get their name, and you can go right down to the City of Hall, to the Hall of Records, and check and make sure the person that is renting this home is the person that is on the deed or is the authorized person. If their name is nowhere near on that, they're a new nigga. Don't give them any money and dash your ass to the left-hand side and find something else. So if they're advertising that it's a 1 or 2-bedroom, remember, a bedroom not only has doors, but it has a closet. So that's one. The second thing when going into renting an apartment or a home, everybody knows this, but some people that don't know this, for the people who are in their first apartment, go there in the daytime early in the morning and go there at night. Go through the neighborhood. You know, make sure you go through there in the daytime and at night. And for mothers, you want to make sure your child's school is nothing more than 4 blocks away. That's serious, especially if you're a mother that's on the go and busy and you got to get up early in the morning, catch your bus, go to where you're going. Make sure the school is 4 blocks away. And the last thing that I want to pull out there as far as getting you an apartment or buying you a home, you want, while you're at the City Hall checking and making sure the person that's trying to rent the apartment or the home to you, that their name is correct on there, check their back taxes. That's exactly what you want to do. You want to check their back taxes and make sure they don't owe any money. And if they do owe back taxes, I think it's what, up to 2,400 to 5 stacks, you can actually buy their house up under them. You can pay their back taxes, and now you own it. So that's the educate and regulate session for you guys. I hope that it was definitely a blessing to you and that you can take some for it. I'm going to go back to the call lines. Tay Black, we got you back, baby. No, we lost Tay. Dope Ass Music, you here?
Of course I'm over here. I'm over here soaking up knowledge. I dropped my pen. I was trying to, I'm like, I'm going to find everybody who's backing their taxes. I'm buying houses all over. I'm trying to stack dollars. White folks going to be mad at me. I said, I can't believe this Negro over here just buying up all these houses. Who told them this? They're going to be coming to find Ebony B giving all this free knowledge.
Well, if you buy one or two, you know, just put Diva in one. That's all I'm asking. I'm just asking for one, you know, just a little bit. You can give me the sample with the mill I pay for, all right?
And you know what I'm saying? Shout out, because, you know what I'm saying? Well, here's the thing. A lot of times we don't want to be accountable for the music, but I am so sick, man. I like going to the club just like the next person and listening to mindless music that just moves my body. But, damn it, if my kids can't enjoy my music or if my grandma can't enjoy my music, there's something wrong. And if every other word is bitch or I'm stacking dollars, I'm flipping bricks, or who do that? I go to work. I got kids. You know what I'm saying? Can I get some reality? Because I know damn well I'm not about to go to no strip club and throw no ones and no hundreds when I can go to the house and give all that money to my woman and I get a sandwich and some wash clothes. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of kidding.
I know that's right. Hey, nothing like a sandwich and some clean laundry, man. Word up.
Amen.
Hey, if you start throwing, let me tell y'all something. If my man come home and start throwing dollars on me, he's going to think I'm a stripper.
Hey, that's where it's supposed to, they're supposed to stay, at the house. You know what I'm saying? Let him drop it like it's hot. My woman can do that all day long, and then she going to go buy some groceries. So I'm like, oh, look what daddy gave us. We got groceries. The lights is on.
We got that Welch's grape.
Yeah, we got that juice. We ain't got that grape drink. We got that grape juice.
Hey, look here, I'm going for the Millie like Jay Biggs, man. I'm definitely going for the Millie. That's just how I feel. I'm going for the Millie and want to keep the Millies going. Like, you just don't stop and invest in your money. I'm going for the Millie. We about to get into this hot track right here by Jay Biggs called Going for the Millie. Let's go.
Big Mag. Yes, sir. Drop it. I ain't playing with you this time.
Work, I'd rather own the network. When it comes to getting money, trippin' off my next buck. And that's the truth, many see the Lord of hope. Cup in his car, man, I'm leaving, see no soul of hope. I guess Neo on the hope. I just did it for the gospel straight. I got the club going stupid, how come you can't rock it right, huh? I make this ball of this look effortless. I got him going wild like the Dota in the Exorcist. You nippers catch a pity, then it's all up in the necklace. So by the end of the night, you lost what you was flexing with. But me, I get that boomerang bread, call it out back. Me, I get that do the thing bread, like style check. Serious, green by the bag, call that loud pack. Here it is, the theme for you fans, this the soundtrack. I'm going for the, man, I'm going for the, yes, I'm going for the, I said I'm going for the, I'm going for the, I said I'm going for the, man, I'm going for the, you try to stop me from the run and get out for, get out for the run and get out for, get out for the run and get out for, get out for, I see you with that label so you can't got for.
Oh, you already know what it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Friday. It's how we getting it in. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. Also, those who are tuned in live on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. And all just tune in on the call line and listening to us on TuneIn Radio. Big shout out to TuneIn Radio. All you want to do is go on your Android phone and download the TuneIn Radio amp and search Diva Spot Radio. Also, make sure you search Phenomenal Radio and make them your reasons and make sure you favorite them. That was Jay Biggs right there. We're going for the Millie. Get hyped for it. Yeah. That right there, I like to listen to music in three different places. I listen to it on my computer, I listen to it in the studio, and I listen to it in the car. And that right there is definitely a hot one. Just imagine riding down the street playing that one. You definitely going to get a lot of attention. I know I did. I want to get feedback on that. Dope ass music. Can you hear me, baby?
Hey, that right there went many. I was like, oh, my God. That just came through the stereo. I'm over here road raging and you know what I'm saying, getting all amped up, juice boy. I'm about to run over pedestrians fucking around with that song.
Right? They make you want to just get hyped more, like move, like Ludacris, move, trick, get out the lane. Yeah, that one right there, you got to play that. Yeah, you got to control yourself, listen to that song. Thank you, JB.
Yeah. I had to calm myself down. I'm like, oh, I need a Quaalude or something. That got me amped up.
Let's go to the call lines and get some love. We got Money Meek here, Brick City Stand Up. Money Meek, what's going on, man?
Cheat, what's good with you, Diva Mary Kay, Take Black, got my sights on, baby, what's good with you?
You already know, we got dope-ass music live in the building, Jay Biggs is here, big shout-out to Genius, doing his thing over there, he just dropped that Resurrection Volume 2, Joy, y'all make sure y'all check it out, but of course, we showcase the interview and promoting nothing but the hottest and independent music all over the world. We was talking about that topic, over there, Money Meek, and me and you talked about this before. I was telling them how I end up in the women's shelter because of the landlord wasn't paying the mortgage and the home got foreclosed. But that's a lot of that going on over there on the East Coast, especially in Essex County, and it's a tragedy. But we got to start, we can't really be trusting people like that, but we got to take the extra step to go down and make sure these people own these homes and make sure they ain't backing back taxes because it's hurting us, man. And it really was a slap in the face for the water to get turned off, and you got a newborn in the house. That can make somebody go out and rob somebody. Word up. I remember the 13 and the 70 bus from downtown Newark. The 70 goes to Livingston Mall, which is about an hour ride, and the 13 goes to Valley Fair. Well, it's not Valley Fair no more. But somebody robbed the whole bus in the wintertime last year, 2 years ago. These niggas came and robbed the whole bus in the wintertime, Christmas season. It gets tight, baby. It'll go down.
That's crazy, man. Definitely a great tragedy on that, man. You know, place, first you left, we need a place to lay your head, you dick. Yeah, word
up, man. You got to just stay focused and make sure the people who own these homes and doing what they're doing. And my girlfriend, she got robbed at the check cash and she was pregnant at all. How do you rob a pregnant lady for everything? Crazy. I don't know.
Maybe baby dad need to get her a little mini tuning toy or something. I don't know. But big shout out to my girl Stacey, man. I love you, man. Big shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. It's this whole controversy going on around Frank Ocean coming out the closet. He was trapped in the closet. I can't help it. I'm sorry. He gonna come out the closet. Anywho, he came out the closet and announced his sexuality that he was gay. For those who don't know who he is, he made that hit song Novocaine. Novocaine, baby. So now he has came out the closet and people are supporting him. His celebrity friends are supporting him. And then some people are like, oh, man, this is bull. He had us listen to his music before and he was talking about a man this whole time. But, you know, don't get me wrong. I am not promoting homosexuality. I'm not promoting same-sex relationships. I'm not promoting that at all. But do I respect them as a person? Yeah, I know plenty of gay people who have adopted children. They have went through school, got degrees in successful marriages and well, successful relationships and successful parents. But here's my thing. Now, for all the supporters that he's going to lose that felt like that he kind of kept them on the string or he was dishonest with them. For those that he lose, he's going to gain more supporters now. He's going to gain the supporters that he lost because he came out and was being honest about his homosexuality. But what's going on with this whole everybody coming out the closet and all of a sudden everybody gay? And it's like a lot of males are coming out. It's not a trend. I'm not going to call this a trend. But it's really alarming that a lot of men are coming out the closet. So I got some grown-ass men on the line, and I want to get their feedback on it. So I'm going to start with you, Jay Biggs, if you're there. Jay, you there?
You want to start with me, of course. yeah, you know, first of all, big shout-out to, you know, Ebony B, the Diva, you know what I'm saying, for having me on the line. Honestly, truthfully, like, I don't want to step on nobody's toes and anything like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gay by any means whatsoever. I don't want anybody to murk the water up and anything like that. I'm a straight African-American male, but I don't have any problems with any gays, anything like that, you know? I believe that you are who you are, and, you know, you should have the right and the freedom to express yourself in any given, you know, form, despite what you are, you know, hetero, homo, whatever. But I feel like, you know, I really question the timing, you know what I mean, of when this is coming out. It's like right around the time when there's an album coming out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see the need for all of the pandemonium surrounding that. You know what I mean? Like, it's regular dudes that come out all the time. So why is it so big that this dude did it? It wasn't Ricky Martin gay or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, dudes come out or whatever, and it doesn't necessarily have to be this big thing. I think it's more of a personal thing, a private thing. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't see the need for all of the publicity behind it. It's like glorifying that whole jump out the closet, like you said, is a trend. You know, it's an alarming trend at that, because I feel like, you know, if you're going, you basically making it cool to do that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, I just can't. I you know, like I said, big shout out to Frank Ocean. You know what I mean? I love, you know, No Church in the Wild. I love the music. But I question the authenticity of, you know, and the timing behind what had to come into that. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, it's kind of awkward when you drop in an album. That's when you decide now is the time. You feel me?
You got a point there. I never really thought about that. Like, why this is supposed to be your personal business. This is something sacred, and now you just decide to come out and say my first love was a man. I definitely dig that. I can agree with you on that. Dope-ass music, holla at us.
Man, first of all, I don't care if he likes men or women. If I like the song, I don't give a shit. But that's the whole point. everybody's like, ooh, this, who cares? Does he make hot songs? Okay, I like some of his songs. His sexuality doesn't pay my bills, doesn't get me to work on time, so I could care less. But as far as a lot of these brothers coming out saying they gay, I mean, Luther Vandross was gay. But I still slap a Luther Vandross song in a heartbeat and make love to my woman to it. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it don't make me no difference. I don't, you know what I'm saying? It don't affect me. Now, unless he hit on me, I'm going to fuck him up. But other than that, we cool.
Calm down, Kevin. No, I am Devo stalling now. I mean, that's, men do not play that. Y'all don't play that at all. And I can understand why y'all don't play any. You got every right to feel some type of way. As long as they don't hit on me, then that's fine. But, you know, it's just the fact of don't take from the music. Don't take from the art. Don't take from the craft. Like, if he made a good song and if he's making good lyrics or whatever, then fine. But he's not talking about kissing on men or any sexual orgies or anything like that. Like, if you gonna respect anything, respect that. But I still do feel some type of way. Like, this is supposed to be a personal thing for you and your mate. You know, did you really think about your mate, or was your mate pushing you to say, you know, you not claiming, you not being who you are? Because in that type of world, for those who don't know, and big shout out to Jersey and big shout out to everybody that's doing their thing over there, but it's not so easy to come out in the industry or come out to your family and say, hey, I'm gay, I have a male, this is the person I'm in love with, and I've been living a lie. This is not who I am at the end of the day. But if he still makes good music and he's a great artist, then I don't see what's the big deal, why he even had to come out and tell somebody he was gay. So eventually he had to do it because, of course, they was going to throw him on the front line and score him if he didn't, once they seen him kissing the boy. So I guess that's what it is. Money means power at it, baby.
I just ask how his coworkers feel about it. I mean, we all know they're going, you know, far as the sales and whatnot, far as that. But, you know, I just want to know what Jay, you know what I'm saying, feel about it on that note, because, you know, he did put something out there, you know, a couple of weeks back that, you know, he was talking about the gay thing, and he was saying, you know, you do have the right to love, you want to love. I do agree with that, but I'm not saying that it's right. You know, because me personally, you know, I have a son and a daughter. And, you know, I ain't going to sit there and tell my son, like, yo, is all right to be messing around with another man? I'm not going to do that. If you listen to my debut song, Drop a Body on Him, I've touched on bases of that nature. You know, me as an artist having that independency of not a control voice where I can speak and whatnot, you know, as I am the CEO. And, you know, I could put my leadership out there. I can't sit there and tell my daughter it's all right to kiss another chick. But if that was your choice, once you're grown, responsible in that decision-making, you know, that to each his own. But, you know, I can't, I'm not going to be a supportive of that. I'm not, you know, I can't do it. You know, I can't.
I don't blame you, man. It's already enough that our kids are going through enough, man. And this is the last thing that we need to encourage them. And, you know, if it's a genius, I see you, King, I'm about to get to you. But I guess my diva thinking in my head is people are encouraging this type of behavior. And where does this lead the human race? If women start to say, I don't want to be with no man no more, I want a woman. And if men start to say, I don't want no woman no more, I want to be with a man, then that leaves the human race in danger. We are supposed to be reproducing, you know, more human beings. So, you know, and all this technology of, oh, you can get artificial insemination, and, you know, you can adopt or whatever the case may be. I'm not feeling it. I'm just concerned for the human race. My genius is here. Holla at us, genius.
Oh, man, I'm going to just say market employee. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to say as far as the timing, like what Jay was saying, marketing ploy. That's to build up controversy sells. You know, personal preference on people being that way. Yes, people are entitled to do whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I think it's wrong. It's also a mortal sin. But I have people that I know that are that way. You know what I'm saying? You know, all I can say is, if that's what you do, let that be what you do, and not broadcast that to the youth that are actually coming up for them to believe that that is the way to be or accepting of that. That's my thing with that.
Thank you, Genius. I definitely appreciate that. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We're about to get into some gister. And this is off the Resurrection Volume 2 mixtape by Genius. Genius, tell me about gister, because I got this track right here called Bring It Fast. Where's this artist from?
Gister's from the UK. You know what I mean? Slick artist, indie artist with talent. I mean, just with artists, period, of artistry. You know, great artist, you know, great music, and I think he's one of the people that, you know, the industry needs. We need to go back to lyrical content, putting fun back into music instead of the shoot 'em up, kill you, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? But, you know me, I support indie artists and what they're doing, you know, and I hope that everybody, you know, listens to, you know, all of the artists that are actually on the project, you know what I'm saying, and actually follow those artists, reach out and branch out to those artists and work with them.
Definitely appreciate that. We're about to get into some gister. We got more music from the Resurrection Volume 2 mixtape by Genius. We got some Money Meat coming. We also got some more J Biggs, and we got some Rogue as well. Your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's get it. Put your hands up.
This is a Genius exclusive.
But you're bringing it last. I've been ringing you for days, cause I'm bringing it back. Because I'm sick of your killing bars. You're filling with crap, being clean for a month. So it's time to relax. You can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do rap. But ignorance is bliss, and this can't be all, cause this can't be right. Cause I can't be bored of the idea of life. And it's hard to be nice, it's hard to relate. I write so precise, you're asleep, I'm awake. And I'll take up the stage, and I'll take it here. Make the wrong move, please man, make my day. Like this is part of the plan. I'm an alien, I'm Hendrix, disguised as a man. Is it hard to believe? I don't want to stay put when life's just a dream and I'm trying to wake up. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it past, but you're bringing it last. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it past, but you're bringing it last. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it past, but you're bringing it last. Bring it fast. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it past, but you're bringing it last. Thoughts are not clear, so I'm taking my time. I thought of an idea, now I'm making it rhyme. And I'm patiently waiting, I'm creating inside. Cause outside it seems to be raining all the time. I'm playing with some words, and I'm hurting the verse. Bracing for first, cause my words are the worst. And I murder the first person who gets on my nerves. But I need to stop thinking, my thoughts are absurd. And I thought of a word to describe how I feel. A thought in my mind, so it's time to reveal. But some thoughts are better for, might just stop. Some thoughts are better, forgotten and dropped. So it's time to feel, now release your mind. Now what time's not real, feel free to cry, because I'm high till I drop. Ask why I won't flop, because the word that would never run my mind will stop. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it fast, but you're bringing it last. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it fast, but you're bringing it last. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it fast, but you're bringing it last. Bring it fast. I'm bringing it back. You say bring it fast, but you're bringing it last. Bring it fast. I'm bringing it back. Bring it past, but you're bringing it last. Bring it past, I'm bringing it back. You say bring it past, but you're bringing it last. Bring it past, I'm bringing it back. You say bring it past, but you're bringing it last. Bring it past, I'm bringing it back. You say bring it past, but you're bringing it last.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you're tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. And dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
I drop that body, baby.
Famous loud to the narcotic here.
Death to the ego. The Lord giveth and the Lord repose. Vain poets need to switch positions with the DOC to where their voices leak cold. Weak souls do not know how to appreciate the true value of this diamond. Speech, poetry. You are her first love. You broke her heart after her hymen. Shh, be quiet. This shit right here is a calling. God's given gift. Get off your mirror's tit. Malnutrition in your purpose with the unpasteurization of me. The text says that you know a tree by the fruit that it bears. There's nothing dope about a broken record. Your produce smells rotten, nauseating the air. Pure poets don't write for rewinds. Damn, we heard you the first time. A commercialized poet. The Jews would love you. You need to link up with Puffy, gyrating in that shiny-ass suit. And I can't stand it when guest poets come through expecting us to roll out the red carpet. Shitting on those who grace the mic for the first time. Your words are clean, but your air is ugly.
and I don't feel you. So personally, I think your poetry is garbage. We're supposed to sow seeds, not weeds choking the harvest in their season of spring. The high-minded can't reach the people from the mountain. Please silence the fuck up, talking loud and saying nothing. Just be careful on the way you tread around me. I am a poet, but I do have an heart of an MC. You done fucked up and pressed the right button, breaking the seal of this tortured soul's lost scroll. And when Ed gives the nod, I climb up to that mountain and sacrifice you to the poetry gods. Chill the kill switch, then return back to thy village. Death to the ego, death to my ego. It ain't always about you, Kane, it's about the people. We don't thirst for fame. We eat the same meat we preach, or lose our anointing, bursting into flames. I do this for a reason. This poetry shit to me is not a game. Honor this art form, and your gift and spirit will provide the wealth. The same ones who stroke your ego will be the same ones to put that ass on the shelf. There's no need to kill the messenger, but the messenger had already killed themselves.
Death to the ego, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we get it in. We showcase and we interview and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry, man. Of course, we got all the kings and queens live in the building. Jay Biggs is here. Genius Music is here. Bunny Mink is here. Everybody is live in the building. We about to get some, go to the hotlines and get some more love. Where we at? 908-937, what's going on? You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, yes. Hello, Diva. Is this Diva? Mary Kay, how are you tonight?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Dreammaker Management, a direct representative of AOR Fallout Family Entertainment. I'm enjoying your show, and I just wanted to send you a big shout-out from us to you because you've really been helping us elevate on this platform. So I just wanted to send that out, and I love your topics, and I've been waiting for great things to happen between both of us, so we're going to continue. I'd like to ask a question before I make my song request. I want to hear Mrs. Wright. But I want to know, for independent management, for indie artists, what advice would you give to independent women managers in elevating themselves to the next level and being able to accumulate artists without artists but not understanding that you still have to gather artists in order to get your commissions and raise yourself to the next level?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. And, Queen, I thank you for that shout-out. But the first thing that I recommend is three steps at how I do it as far as the personal. God first, family second, and career third. That's for you. You know, so you can be able to keep your sanity, because being a manager, it's like taking on someone else's life. You are the one that's responsible for booking them. You're the one that's responsible for booking the shows and having them on time and the interviews. It's a lot of things that's going on. So first thing is presentation, making sure your presentation is correct for yourself. Everything is registered. Copy www.copyright.com. That's for your artists. First thing they want to do is copyright their music, then get it registered. Getting it registered is two entities that register in the music. The first one is Sound Exchange. I would say Sound Exchange because it collects the BDS spins when the artist is played online. I'm not for sure if it's FM or AM as well, but I'll ask Genius in a second on that one. That's the register. That's to collect the royalties. Then for the songwriting part and the beat part, that comes from ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. Two different parts of the whole song and the whole is collected in different ways. So to collect royalties for spins and plays, you would want to have your artist go to Sound Exchange, www.soundexchange.com. Now, the artist that's writing the music, and if he created the beat as well, that you will go through BMI, www.bmi.com, or www.csac.com. And the next thing, as far as with your artists, making sure that they are putting in just as much work and effort as you are, because an artist will work you, and they're looking at you like, oh, I ain't got no shows, and I have to do this. Well, we need to be out here together. It's just not me booking shows for you. I'm 5'6", I see you, I'm about to get to you. But it's just not you doing this by yourself. They need to be out there promoting themselves, passing out their flyers, networking with other venues and stuff like that. Now, as far as you as the representative, just making sure that you stay on top of all appointments. The artist is aware that they can't be out drinking all night. And if they are a drinker and a smoker, that they need to be able to present themselves and be on time. Nothing is worse than booking the artist, paying money, promoting it, and they show up fashionably late. That shit is over. Now, as far as for the managers that I have dealt with in the past, you know, if you book an artist to come on the show, that artist has to show up, point blank, period. And if you can't make it, if they're not going to be able to make it to the interview, just reschedule or cancel 24 hours in advance. But that would be my advice to you. And as far as the woman, contracts, everything. All your artists need to be under a confidentiality contract. Anything that y'all discuss, they don't go discuss it with nobody else. And also any terms and agreements that you guys may have of your percentage that you're going to get. So I hope that that answers your questions. And, Queen, you got my number. Anytime you want to reach out, you're more than willing to reach out, too. And Charity, I think I hear genius in my head. Charity events is very important as well. So I hope I answered your questions. And I do have Mr. Wright, too.
Yes, you exactly did, and I love you for your gracefulness. Thank you so much, and I just do have one more song request. Mrs. Wright, please, could you please play that before the night is over?
Yes, I will, Queen. I'm getting into that in the next 5 or 10 minutes. I will play Mr. Wright, and it was just funny to hear Money Meek sing it on the track, but I just think it's really nice. And it's talking about love, so of course I love it too. So big shout-out to you, Money Meek. Let's go to the hotline to get some more love. Where we at? 562-208, you're now live on Frontline Fridays. Who we got on the line?
Man, are we in the building?
Y'all in the building.
Man. Okay, look, I want to comment on what homegirl said earlier first.
Wait a minute, before you comment, who are you?
Man, I'm that motherfucking dude. You feel me?
Yeah, I just hung up on him, that dude. Bye-bye, that dude. We'll play that on Diva Spot. Anywho, let's move on to the next thing. We'll play that over here. Ain't nobody got time for that. Diva do not play. Y'all better recognize. And big shout-out to DJ Critic, because I think he sent that new nigga over here. Y'all dig what I'm saying? All right. Yeah. G, is you there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here, Queen. Oh, man. Never a dull moment.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as
people,
I was...
Don't be mad, Tay.
I was speaking to the Queen and was talking about a couple of tips for artists because, Genius, you manage, you have your own label, you're a veteran in this game and you've been doing it forever. You know, do you have any tips that you want to share as well?
First off, being a woman, you know what I'm saying, brace yourself to deal with a bunch of different personalities. It's like raising kids, that's first off. You know, that's just one thing I learned in this business. Everybody approaches things different. It's like a teacher in school. Everybody's learning curve is different. You know, I would say this, number one, professionalism. Professionalism. Instilling and representing that 24 hours a day with your artist. I don't care if an artist has a song that says, excuse my language, F you all day long. You know, professionalism, how you present and represent yourself is important at all times. Because you're always being watched. And if you're trying to make it as an artist, how you present yourself and being professional can get you very far. Humility is golden. The other thing is, you know, knowing the ins and outs. If you don't know already, a manager can get anywhere from 15% to 35% of everything that artist does if they act as both a manager and booking agent. If you didn't know that already.
The other thing is, like the queen was saying, black and white. You know, handshake agreements only get you so far. You know, making sure that you have, you know, the legal end of things taken care of is number one and most important. You know, seeing yourself as a business and handling yourself as a business, and even for artists. Artists can't really see themselves as an artist. They have to see themselves as a business, because it's about branding at the end of the day, and approach each situation, you know, as a business deal. In order to be successful, you have to see yourself as a business. I'm not going to try to talk a hole in your head, because he already iterated a lot of the things that are important. Copywriting your music is definitely important. Sound exchange is good to a certain extent. You know, for satellite radio stations and internet radio stations, is actually great. It covers a lot of those royalties, but you still want to have somebody like CSAC, BMI, ASCAP, you know, who actually do cover all aspects of your publishing and royalties worldwide. You know, you definitely want that. You know, ensuring that you actually are getting paid. That's their job, to actually do that. You know, if you're just starting out, I will recommend Sound Exchange. You know, but you still want to have someone like an ASCAP or CSAC or BMI that has been in this forever, you know, doing this, backing you, and explaining these things to your artists. The more the artists learn about the business, the better they become as artists. And networking, like you're doing right now with the Queen and other artists and people that are there. And the other reason why I recommend using the larger publishing companies is for people that's trying to get into the business, or even if they've been in it and trying to network and learn. Let's say you're a member of ASCAP. Every month in every city worldwide, ASCAP actually has a showcase where they actually showcase artists, agents, you know, movie directors, producers, every aspect of the music and entertainment industry, where you can network with all of these people as well as all of the artists that are in it. You know, so in researching those and finding out about those, BMI, CSAC, a whole list of them, and you can find all this information on the internet. You know, you can Google it and do the homework on that. But making sure that you're covering everything legally nowadays is definitely most important, because at the end of the day, you know, it's about securing things for yourself. Especially as a manager, it's difficult, because a lot of times you're investing in the artist, and you want to guarantee that you're getting a return on your investment, because you're investing your time, effort, energy, and money into this artist. You know, and you want to make that the best investment possible, and to ensure that you're actually picking artists who are actually worthy of that, because not all the time are artists, you know, worthy of that. You know, some artists, I've seen artists talk to managers recklessly. That's why I say professionalism is very important, you know, and you shouldn't have to deal with that. Integrity is very important. So I always push professionalism first, you know, treat people how you want to be treated and demand the most.
And have fun with it, too, but also you're going to get some artists that's going to try to push up on you and, you know, going to try to coo in your ear and, you know, I mean, just keep it professional. For real, don't have a personal relationship or a sexual relationship with the artist, because they have the tendency to feel like you owe them something. Like, you don't sleep, like you're not supposed to have a life outside them. So I wouldn't recommend for anybody to get, you know, intimate or personal. I would just say, even if y'all got down once or twice, you know, you need to let them know, like, look, I'm your manager, and this is what it is. If y'all haven't had a long-term relationship before that time, then I wouldn't suggest it, because too many emotions get caught up in it, and jealousy, and, you know, now you got the new nigga eye out on somebody, and it's no fun, because now people can't really be theyself when they out and about, because now this person is catching feelings, and it's like, we can't get nothing right, because we too busy looking for the wrong in one another. So, you know, don't let your artists come and they, you know, I'm pretty sure you would be the one. Yeah. Don't let them get all up in your ear and try to get fresh with you, because they are just trying to get fresh with you and try to get what they want out of you. It's basically a me, myself, and I thing sometimes. You just got to keep it professional, being able to separate the two, because people get real fussy when, you know, when y'all bodies, then when you didn't drop the body on them.
man.
We're about to get into some more music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we over here getting it in before the after party. Call us up. 347-850-1521.
That's 347-850-1521.
Let's get into some daylight. So, me, myself, and I go back. I'm not going to argue with you. I don't have time. I'm getting information. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can you see my daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight?
I know you, I've seen your face before. You try to hide, but you can no more. Afraid you are to allow seeing the beautiful that hides beneath. Been searching for a long while, broken, no longer.
to be a smile. Can't imagine a life without sorrow and pain. Hold your head down, filled with so much shame. Broken, scared, abused.
Past experience, play hide and go seek with my existence, encapsulating my freedom and blurring my vision. It's hard to see beauty through glasses stained with sin, or most of the whispers of failure that come from within. There has to be a way to begin again, to reverse the curse of mistakes past, to see how full the glass to find a joy that this time will last. But there's no remedy for insecurities, or keys to escaping mental captivity, no recipe for spiritual healing. Yet I'm searching, cause I do believe, no wait, I insist, that there has to be something greater than this. I just have to find it.
Broken, scared of you, life appreciated, love. Myself once more, once messed up, now someone to adore, no longer holding on to past heartache, no longer feel ashamed for past mistakes.
I love me again, I am free again, I can live again, I am changed, I feel strange, no more change.
I know you, I've seen your face before. You smile again because you're so much more. No longer afraid of what you see. The beautiful inside has been set free.
Hey, y'all, what it is, man? It's the kid, Jay Biggs. Beamed up 1000 with my girl, my sister, Diva Ebony B. And y'all are tuned in to Frontline Fridays, dropping nothing but that hot indie artist and music, you dig? Tune in live at www.divaspyradio.com, you feel me? Alright then, Space Age!
My love fingers, man. One thing in the air. Look. This is for my brother Brian. We used to call him B-Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He taught me how to flow off the top. Impromptu. It's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy Joe used to steal cars and try to get bank. Me and him and Robert ordered carry out and peel arms. If Frank got shot one night leaving the party. It's for my brother Jesse that I lost back in seventh grade. He had a heart attack. They announced it on the PA. It's for my brother Joshua. It's for my brother Zach. We don't know who did it to you, but they gon' get it back. Man, it's for my brother Donnell. They found his father dead off in the crack house with the pipe by his leg. Yeah, it's for all my lost ones. This is your memorial. Don't let it marinate right before the chorus, so let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down,
break it down.
Fuck.
some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done.
If y'all looking for Mr. Right, I got a song for y'all right here by Money Mink. It's called Mr. Right, man. Let's go. Diva Ebony B, Frontline Fridays. That was Money Meek right there, y'all, with Mr. Right. I'm definitely feeling that song. It's so funny to hear Money Meek singing. It's just a funny track. So a big shout-out to Shirley, man. That was definitely for you. Big shout-out to Jay Biggs for making one of my favorite songs for my brothers. I love that song. Every time I hear it, I listen to it so much. I almost got every lyric down packed so far, Jay Biggs. I'm almost there. But that's my joint right there. I definitely appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/DivaEbonyB. Also, make sure you visit the website at www.divaspotradio.com. Let me open up everybody's mics, too, before I do this. But also, I wanted to say this, Queen, too, with Vistaprint. And I did a YouTube video. I'm yet to go ahead and make it public. But I was able to get 250 business cards. I was able to get a lawn sign. Everything is so easy. I was able to get the banner for Diva Spot Radio for my logo. And I got some rack cards. something else, everything was $58, including shipping. So it came to about $34, and it was like $22 or $24 and some change for the shipping and handling. I did the 7-day, and it actually got here 3 days earlier. And I have my website through VistaPrint as well. I pay $25 a month for that. So cost effective is very important, and I would definitely suggest VistaPrint to anybody out there that want to get their business cards done, their flyers, everything done. Go to VistaPrint.com, and also It'sMyURLs.com. I really love It'sMyURLs.com. It's a place where people can go and get all the links for everything that you're doing, the artist's doing, whatever. Have a nice little picture there in the bio. So those two things right there are powerful tools, your VistaPrint.com and It'sMyURLs.com. So you guys make sure you check that out. Matter of fact, I'm going to put a link on www.divasmyradio.com that you can click and go through me, of course, to show some divas a lot. Let the diva get some credit because I gave you this information. That's all I'm asking. Just, I'll give you a sample, but the mill, y'all might want to pay for it if y'all want it well done. Mary J. Blige just took me off of... Oh, yeah, this whole Mary J. Blige thing, it was all this big talk about Kendu being a deadbeat father and Mary always taking care of them kids and those ain't her kids and the kids like 7-8 years old and he had kids on Mary or whatever. Knock it off. For any woman that's with a man and y'all never know what happened within a relationship, even if y'all split and he got somebody else pregnant, at the end of the day, you either going to ride together or ride for him or you not. But all this mess about Kendu being a deadbeat baby father, knock it off. That's just horrible. You just extra hate me. So you guys make sure you go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. And check out everything we got going over there. And like the Frontline Friday fan page and post all your information in there. So, of course, I want to give all my guests and all my people that's tuned in live a chance on the phone line to give a chance to shout themselves out. So I'm going to start with you, J-Big.
Oh, what it is. I mean, yeah, I want to just shout out, man, the dude that made that For My Brother record possible. You know, the kid, HP, that's my brother. You know what I mean? And also the man that made that Going for the Millie joint possible, my brother from another Spanish mother, Mag Deep, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dope Ass Music, you know, no S's, no C's and all that. You know what I mean? I think we got something coming with Dope Ass Music, I think, you know what I'm saying? He just sent me a track the other day, so, you know, we working out here. You know what it is.
Yeah. That's what's up. Did he hit you up on Twitter? Did he say Diva sent him?
Nah, you know what happened? I hit him up on his site, you know, so I reached out, you know. But, yeah, shout out to the boy, because, you know, he, you know, a lot of times, like, I ain't gonna lie, you know, a lot of times, you know, I deal with producers and, you know, it'd be a week or two, you know, he turned right around and sent that joint that same night. So, you know, shout out to him for doing that, you know what I mean? He, I could tell, you know, he's real. Never met this dude before, but, you know, that's a funny dude. And, you know what I'm saying? He's a funny dude and a business dude, and I like that, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, and shout out to Tay, and shout out to Diva, and shout out to my man Genius, you know, for making everything possible, making my dreams come true, you know what I mean? I just want to go to work, baby, that's all.
And that's what's up. I thank you for that, King Genius. How about it, babe?
Salute to you. I mean, salute to Jay Biggs. That's the future. Make sure y'all check him out. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. I ain't about to sit here and big up myself, so I'm going to support everybody else and tell you to make sure y'all tune in. Frontline Fridays and Duba Mary Kay, Tay Black. Make sure y'all follow Space Age Jay on Twitter. Support indie artists and indie music. All the indie artists that was played tonight, make sure y'all listen, tune in to them, support them, you know. Keep it going. Stay positive.
Thank you, King.
Stay blessed.
Thank you, King. I appreciate that. Money me. Holla at us, baby, if you're there. Okay. Queen, can you hear me? All right. Well, we're about to get out of here, man. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We're about to get out of here with some Lady G, Dear Mother. Let's go.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. I was born with a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own. A crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality, in visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core, grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived would not be through the floor. There's still so many things I dream I would do. First, just make sure that this happens to you.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a home, love,
now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit hard and so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I